In July, we said New Orleans was the division's best story and its most prepaid price. No statistical rebate anywhere in the ledger, a 4-0 December that our data treats as a memory rather than a projection, and a quarterback whose repeatable core graded bottom five while the franchise bet everything on the situation having been the problem. The off-season repair job was real. The line, the backfield, and the receiver room all rebuilt in one spring. Camp's job was to show the repairs functioning. 2 weeks in, the most visible repair is the one wearing number zero. Jordan Tyson, the eighth overall pick, has gone from carefully managed rookie to the daily headline. Saturday's practice was his loudest, a toe-tapping sideline catch in team drills, a touchdown from Tyler Shough that the team's own account celebrated, and a 4th-and-6 conversion grab, per Louisiana Sports practice report. And it came with a genuine roll delta attached. Kellen Moore said Tyson, deliberately built up in the slot through the install, will soon begin to see more exposure on the outside. Catherine Terrell's ESPN camp file had him stacking back-to-back team drill catches from Shough by the weekend. In July, we wrote that Tyson was the WR1-shaped swing this roster lacked next to Chris Olave. Camp is showing the swing being taken. Shough's own file is doing what second-year files do, accumulating days without resolving. Jeff Duncan's week one assessment at the Times-Picayune, taking stock after five practices, was that the vibes have been excellent, as the team worked through roughly half of Doug Nussmeier's install. Saturday was the shine. The Tyson touchdown headlined a practice the local coverage titled for him. Sunday today was the honest counterweight, the most 11-on-11 work of camp yet produced what Terrell called an up-and-down day for the first-team offense, though Shough opened it fast with completions to Olave, Devon Vell, and Tyson, and later rolled out to find Olave off-script. That's the mixed texture of a quarterback learning his rebuilt huddle, and we'd note what it isn't. None of the reporting describes the escape hatch problem his rookie charting flagged, and none of it settles whether the clean pocket rank climbs. Camp can't. The joint practice against Jacksonville next week, the first live pass rush of Shough's summer against the division-adjacent team whose own camp report this week is about a rebuilt line, will say more than any padded Tuesday in Metairie. Today also added the week's injury news, and it landed on the rebuilt parts. Guard Dylan Raduns limped off after a one-on-one rep against Vernon Broughton and did not return, per Terrell, and starting safety, Julian Blackman left with a knee injury of his own. Olave had his wrist looked at and taped on the sideline late, then returned and made a contested catch over the middle in the closing sequence, which is the reassuring version of a scare. No diagnoses on Raduns or Blackman have been reported as of this writing. On a line whose repair was the offseason's biggest expenditure, a guard leaving practice is the item to track this week. One more scene from Sunday, because it's the kind of thing a team feed should record. The franchise spent the weekend watching Drew Brees go into the Hall of Fame. Alvin Kamara, Cameron Jordan, and long snapper Zach Wood were in Canton for the enshrinement, per Terrell, while back in Metairie, the entire staff, Moore included, practiced in number 9 shirts. The past was in Ohio. The reps belonged to the rebuild. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged. The preview structure was a story running ahead of its receipts, and camp has neither caught the receipts up nor knocked the story down. The repair job is visibly functioning, Tyson emerging on schedule, the vibes genuine by the Beat's account, while the questions our charting raised about Shough remain exactly as open as padless football guarantees they would. The 6-8 win range holds, and so does the caution about what plus 265 is actually buying. What would change it? How Shough handles Jacksonville's pass rush in next week's joint practice, his first live rush test since the December that built the narrative, and the Raduns and Blackman diagnoses, both of which should surface within days. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.